Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Guys, we continue now and we're talking VAT again. Matthew Gazane, Franchise Development Manager at Consult by Momentum, joins me now. And we're talking about the short-term insurance industry and the fact that it's facing increased pressure from two directions: proposed domestic tax hikes and global trade uncertainty. A very good evening to you, Matthew.
Good evening, Sumitra, as well as to the listeners.
Thank you so much for your time this evening. Take us through some of these issues. What, you know, this VAT increase, we still don't know whether it's going to come into play in a few days' time. But what do the VAT increases mean for short term insurance premiums and for policyholders?
Sumitra, I hope you can hear me. I'm struggling just a little bit to hear and make out what you're saying.
Okay. Let me see if
that's
I can hear. Is this better? Do you want me to repeat the question?
Yes, please. If you don't
okay.
Mind.
So we're looking at the VAT increase that's supposed to come in on the 1st of May, but we're looking at what does it mean for short-term insurance premiums and for policyholders?
Well, so the short-term insurance industry is basically just facing a confluence of economic pressure. And this is obviously just strengthening the stability as well as the growth of the industry. So if you consider this is coming both from the domestic fiscal policies, as well as obviously the international trades that's taking place, if you think of the, you know, the Trump administration, as well as the tariffs. The industry itself, I mean, it's no outlier. We are a regulated industry by the financial services sector, and VAT, unfortunately, is something that is a compliance requirement. So anything that speaks to any sort of legislative changes from a monetary and fiscal point of view, the financial services industry, unfortunately, will bear the brunt of that. So with the VAT increases, ultimately, that gets pushed onto the end user, the consumers, because insurance companies have to adhere to that sort of legislative changes. And as you know, insurance is basically one of those grudge purchases. It's not something that's tangible. So you don't see the value of insurance up until you get to the point where you need to claim for it. So when you are going through sort of a cost-cutting exercise, unfortunately, insurance is one of the first things that you look at cutting. And what that means essentially is that the industry itself starts dropping in terms of its growth rate. Insurance companies start looking at ways in which they can start pricing accordingly. So the methodology in the pricing, you know, gets readjusted. And ultimately, it just means that the industry and the economic activity in that space becomes, it starts to deteriorate. And that's just sort of the ripple effect of what, you know, a VAT increase of 0.5% can do to the actual industry.
It's dire. I mean, is this something that the industry is preparing for?
So, I mean,
in terms of people cutting back on their or dropping their short-term insurance.
So, yes, the industry has mechanism in place where they will obviously look at ways in which they can retain, you know, policy count, active policies. So there is, you know, retention divisions that actually look at ways in which they can play around with the pricing methodologies. But it's not something that happens at a very large scale. It's usually from client to client, from policy to policy. So with an increase that's almost blanket across the industry, it does have sort of a direct impact on how they look at their profitability. One of the things that happens in the insurance space is that the pricing is very calculated. So they look at a variety of components that actually ultimately spits out the end premium for a policyholder. So if that calculation gets distorted by volatility in the industry, like a VAT increase, like tariffs, COVID-19 as an example, all those things ultimately means that insurance companies no longer become as profitable as they'd like to be. And in some cases, you could see you know, certain insurers actually closing certain lines of business because they're no longer profitable. So yes, they do have mechanisms in place where they try and mitigate as far as possible. But the reality is, if it's a blanket sort of approach, it becomes quite difficult to sustain that pressure.
I mean, we look at the, you mentioned tariffs, right? And tariffs, the impact on local businesses. Take us through, in layman's term, how does that feature and how does that affect your business if you're talking about local businesses?
Well, it's very interesting because obviously the tariffs are actually imposed on South Africa. And obviously this is around the trade between South Africa and the US. So businesses that actually do business with the US and are selling products in that country, it means that their products become a lot more expensive and become less attractive mm-hmm. to consumers in that market. Therefore, it might mean that they're no longer as profitable as they typically were. The impact of that is these businesses reside in South Africa. So therefore, they take up insurance cover, they take up financial products in the South African context. And if they are no longer profitable, it means that they also would start looking at ways in which they cut costs. And like I'd mentioned earlier, insurance is one of the very first items that these businesses start looking at. There is quite a few sort of business strategies that they can follow to try and remain profitable. But I think the insurance industry will always be one of the very few industries that sit at the top of a cost-cutting sort of Excel sheet, if I have to call it that. And unfortunately, that's just how the nature of our industry is structured, is that any slowdown in economic activity, it has a resultant impact on the entire industry.
Well, it all boils down to cost, right? How much more are you taking out of pocket? And if it's, even 20 or 30 or 50 rand or, a little bit more, if it's costing me too much, then I'm not taking it. And South Africa is such a price-sensitive market. And insurance tends to be the one thing, as you said, a grudge purchase. It is something that they are looking to... it might be the first one to go when you relook at the budget and you look for things to wipe out.
Yeah,
that would be the first.
Yeah, 100%. And like I said, it's just an unfortunate reality in our industry. And I think the South African economy, if you look at the past sort of 5 years, it has been growing at less than 1%, which means that there isn't new wealth that's being generated at a pace that is on par with inflation. So it means consumers are already stressed. The whammy of the VAT increase as well as the tariff, it just puts additional pressure where they will start looking at cost-cutting exercises. And like I mentioned, there's quite a few options that businesses can take to try and sort of navigate around the storm that's brewing. But, that's at the discretion of what the businesses do. But one of those exercises, unfortunately, will be the short-term insurance industry. And, the mere fact that, insurance is only, you only feel the benefits of the products or the policies that you have in force at claim stage. Mm. Some businesses might go a number of years where they haven't claimed. So it becomes an easy sort of decision to actually cut that cost because they haven't really materially felt the benefit of it. So those are just some of the things that, insurance companies are considering. One prudent exercise to do with business owners as well as individuals would be to actually have a conversation with a specialized financial advisor that actually understands the impact, can understand your business operation, and can actually try and guide you in terms of your cost-cutting exercises. There are certain matrix that you can do to try and decrease your cost of policy without really diluting the type of cover that you have. So there are those exercises that are available to policyholders. But again, the reality is the industry will take a knock, especially if, the tariff, if the 90-day pause is indeed upheld, there is a bit of relief. But if it is imposed, and the VAT increase is imposed, then I think it's definitely a double whammy for the industry.
Well, I'm just looking at consumers, right? Consumers already in this cost of living crisis. And we also know that the majority of the population are uninsured, right?
Sure.
And Murphy's Law, something will happen. You will have an accident and you have lapsed on the payments or you've just cancelled the insurance. I mean, what happens to all these people that are already not insured and those adding to that burden of not being insured? Because it does become a burden if you're uninsured as well. You're not covered.
Definitely. I think it's a vicious cycle, unfortunately. And, you know, like you said, Murphy's Law is a real thing. You do find instances where an individual was insured for quite a while, decides to actually cut on cost, cuts insurance. And it just so happens that, you know, they get into an unforeseen event, which has a knock on their pocket. The space that we occupy, being the short-term insurance industry, is asset-driven. So we insure tangible assets. So this could be a building, it could be business assets, it could be your vehicle. So these are items that you would use to generate an income, even if it means driving to your work, your place of work. And if that asset is not insured and you do get yourself involved in an unfortunate incident, then the savings that you thought you were perhaps enjoying from not having a policy would actually cost you a lot more now that, you know, there's an incident that actually took place where you need to now replace your assets. So, like I said, it is a vicious cycle, unfortunately. And South Africa does have a very large percentage of uninsured individuals, both on our public roads, businesses, the likes. And again, if you think of an incident happening on the road, as an example, a vehicle accident, and if those vehicles are not insured, the damage to that area, if there are buildings involved, et cetera, there isn't an insurance policy that comes in and actually almost cleans up that environment. So you actually see that the cost actually then goes to government, where there's now additional cost of them repairing roads, which then ultimately speaks to you know, bigger taxes that they need to collect. So, like I said, it's a very vicious cycle. It is an opportunity for insurance industry to consider policies that would cater for people that, you know, are in a certain sort of income bracket. But again, it's a very easy conversation to have and a lot more difficult for it to play out in reality.
Matthew, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But I'm thinking this is a great opportunity on both sides for customers to renegotiate their contracts, and also for insurance companies to actually, you know, give out, maybe negotiate on lower premiums so that you don't lose the customer altogether. But unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Interesting conversation on the impact the VAT hikes and the tariffs are going to have on the insurance industry. Matthew Gazane talking to us there from Momentum. He's a franchise development manager.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.